Audible Inc. presents The Scientific American Healthy Aging Brain, The Neuroscience of Making the Most of Your Mature Mind. Written by Judith Horstman. Narrated by Vanessa Hart. Visual aids found in the print edition of this book are available to you as a downloadable PDF. To access this file, please click on the link on the product page where you purchased this title. Thank you. Preface. Live long and live well. Most of us would agree we are happier being older. As they say, it's better than the alternative. If only we didn't have to endure all the physical issues that go along with aging. The aversion to aging has created a multi-billion-dollar-a-year anti-aging industry, estimated to be $291 billion by 2015. Supported by those who believe they can turn back the clock on body and mind. Alas, it's just not so. We age at different rates, and some of us may look, feel, and act younger than our age. And yes, some healthy choices may actually keep us younger in mind and body. But there is no such thing as anti-aging, and aging is not a disease. It's what happens if you are lucky enough to live long enough. So here's a spoiler alert about this book. It's not about anti-aging. It's about how and why your brain grows older. The normal changes to expect in a healthy aging brain. Some conditions and diseases that may challenge you and your brain, including Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. And what neuroscience is showing you can do to optimize healthy aging. For if you can't thwart aging, there is plenty you can do to age well. Research shows, for openers, that your brain most likely will not deteriorate rapidly with age, but rather will recede more subtly. Alzheimer's disease is terrible and affects millions, but it is not inevitable. Indeed, some healthy and common-sense practices are connected with lower risks of dementia. For most of us, older is indeed happier, and researchers are finding that happiness may be its own reward. Living an active, optimistic life with many friends and lots of leisure time activities increases not only the quality of your life, but the longevity of you and your brain. Introduction. Welcome to the new old age. In all of history, there has never been a better time to grow old. First, we can grow old. At the start of the 20th century, the average lifespan was 47. Today, the global average is 68. And for those born today in Western developed countries, it's around 80, nearly double in little more than a century. The longer you live, the longer you may live. Consider this. For a 65-year-old woman today, the average lifespan is 84.8. Or 19.8 more years. And at age 75, that jumps to 87.6 years. A man who is 75 years old today can expect to live to 85.5. If you're taking care of yourself, there could easily be more years. Second, thanks to modern medicine and technologies, we don't look or act as old as our ancestors did. Those of us past the mid-century mark who can recall our grandparents know that, with the understanding exception, they were not usually participating in an active lifestyle. If they were still alive by their 70s, often they were sedentary, ill, or failing. True, the absolute lifespan has not increased, with 122 being the oldest age recorded. But more of us are living longer than at any time in the past and living better. What's old, anyway? Today, in developed countries, it seems to be accepted that young old age begins in the late 60s, and that old age comes after the age of 80. The answer depends, of course, on who you ask. There's a remarkable generation gap when it comes to determining when old age begins, according to a 2009 national survey, Growing Old in America, by the Pew Research Center. Among the nearly 3,000 surveyed, those between ages 18 and 29 said they believed that the average person becomes old at age 60.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?